Welcome back. I have the opportunity and real pleasure and privilege to get to visit with Senator Joni Ernst. Senator Ernst, thank you so much for your time.
Aaron, it's always great to be with you. Thanks.
Pleasure to visit with you. Senator Ernst, there are so many things going on in the world. I don't even know where to start for sure, but I hope you're doing well. It's a pleasure to get to visit with you.
Yes, you know, I am doing well, but absolutely, Aaron, there is so much going on, not just here in the country, but of course, as we have seen around the world as well.
Yeah. I want to start, Senator. I saw some video clips and I saw some photos with you at the dignified transfer that took place at Dover. I want you to talk to me a little bit about what that experience is like as a military from, you know, your role as a vet, a veteran, now senator. Talk to me a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, and thanks for recognizing these individuals, Aaron, because the 103rd Sustainment Command Expeditionary, which is based out of Des Moines, Iowa, it's a U.S. Army Reserve unit, they were the unit that was hit in those counterstrikes by Iran. They were located in Kuwait, and we did lose 6 members of that unit, and 3 of them either lived or were based in Iowa. And we want to lift their families up in prayer because it's very difficult. And I had the honor and privilege of being there as we welcomed home their remains in the dignified transfer at Dover. And that's located in Delaware. All of our fallen are brought through Dover, and their families are able to be there and welcome them home as well. And it is a very solemn ceremony. And prior to the arrival of those fallen service members, we have the opportunity as leaders in the military, or in my case, as elected officials, to go through the chapel area and visit with their family members and just give our condolences and sympathies. And that is one of the hardest things I think I've had to do as a senator is go through and speak to the spouses, the parents, the siblings, the children of our fallen, and just to be able to give them hugs and say thank them for their service and sacrifice. But it was an honor to be there. And of course, I was joined by Governor Kim Reynolds, our Adjutant General Steve Osborne, who did not have to be there because this was an Army Reserve unit, and he serves in the National Guard. But as the senior leader in the military in Iowa, you know, he has been supporting this Army Reserve unit with our chaplains and anything we can do to assist our Army Reserve brothers and sisters. So he was there, and our entire Iowa federal delegation was there. And I will tell you, this does not happen with other states. And we saw this in December as we welcomed home our 2 National Guard members as well. But when we have these significant events, Iowans turn out to support.
Senator, and I know you mentioned that this is probably one of, if not the most difficult thing you do in your role as senator. You take it very serious. You've walked in those shoes. You understand that. And while I just absolutely marvel at our military, look at Venezuela. Look at what they have done in Iran. I mean, I marvel at our military and I sing their praises. It is awesome, Senator. But this is the price, right? I mean, this is the price that ultimately comes from some of the actions. And it isn't, you know, Lord knows there are many opinions on it, but thank you for being there, and thanks to all of our delegation for being there and showing the respect that it deserves. It's truly a statement.
Yeah, it sure is. And yes, you will hear protesters in the street. I get lost on why they're protesting, because you know, truly, if we want to stand up for women's rights, then you shouldn't be protesting against this. If you want to stand up for humanitarian rights, you should not be protesting the strikes that we are doing in Iran. If you do want a more stable world, you should not be protesting. If you want to support our service members, you should not be protesting. You know, it is awful. It is a tragedy when we lose mm-hmm. service member lives. At the same accord, we understand as men and women that wear the cloth of the great United States of America that this is the possibility every single day when we send troops out the door that we may not come back. We may not see our family again. And they take that risk willingly. And they know that they serve at the direction of the commander in chief. And this is a noble cause. And I cannot stress this enough, that we have lost over 1,000 Americans at the hands of the Iranians.
Say that again. Say that again, Senator. I think most people don't realize that.
We have lost over 1,000 Americans at the hands of the Iranians. And this has been over the last number of decades, whether it's direct attacks on our service members in the Middle East, and they target Americans. It's Americans that travel abroad that are targeted by Iranians. And then we have the proxies funded by Iran that will target Americans. And we saw this during October 7th as well. The attacks on Israel by Hamas, which is a proxy organization from the Iranians, they killed over 40 Americans on that single day mm-hmm. and took 12 Americans hostage.
So Senator,
all the time, we see this happening.
This regime in Iran, for whatever is left of it at this point, this discussion and this started in 1979 or some, think is when it started.
47 years
we
now.
Have been lingering along and saying stop and don't do it and sending plane loads of cash. Senator, we've done all these things mm-hmm. through the years, but at some point you just kind of have to take care of the problem. So,
absolutely. I am 100% in agreement. You know, do I want a prolonged war?
No.
No, I don't. And none of us have said that. None of us have said that. I served in one of those prolonged wars. My soldiers served multiple deployments, whether in Iraq or Afghanistan. They don't want prolonged wars. We are not committing ground troops in Iran. I think it would be a stretch of this conversation to say that President Trump is going to put conventional forces on the ground in Iran. I just do not see that happening. If we get to that point, something has gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are doing, striking from the sea and from the air, God bless them. It's absolutely the right thing to do.
I want to shift the conversation just a little bit because recently your office, you obtained some information about China, Iran, Russia, about 30,000 trips to Department of Energy sites for the mm-hmm. U.S. Is that correct? How long has this been going on?
Yeah, this is absolutely correct. And I was absolutely horrified when I got these numbers back. So we knew that we had adversarial countries that were sending their citizens into really sensitive government research facilities.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea it was going to be this many. So what I've done, I did some oversight, and this is at the Department of Energy. And they, working in conjunction with me in my office, found out that under the Biden administration, between September of 2021 and August of 2024, we had over 28,000 Chinese nationals. We had 304 Iranians, and we had over 1,600 Russians that visited our national laboratories right here in the United States that are run by the Department of Energy.
How does that happen? How does that happen?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Aaron. Why on earth would we allow the Chinese, the Iranians, and the Russians to go into our national laboratories? Again, this shouldn't be happening. When we talk about the top four, the only one we're missing there is North Korea.
Right, right.
Okay. So anyway, I requested the information from both the Biden administration and the Trump administration. Biden completely ignored me.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump did not. And so his administration sent me the numbers, and we're putting a stop to this. Okay, we need to put a stop to it. It never should have happened.
Yeah. It just floors me when things like that happen. How in the world do we do that? Allow ourselves to become so vulnerable in those situations? I just don't get it. But thank you for working on that, Senator. I
mean, yeah,
that is super important. So, goodness, Senator, you have other things to get to. I know your time is tight, but I do appreciate all you're doing, and certainly appreciate your time to visiting with us. And again, I'm going to say the door is always open, Senator. When you're in Southwest Iowa, stop by. Pleasure to visit with you.
It.
Thank you, Senator. Aaron. Make it a great day.